Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers.
What if you could turn your homeschool around with a simple change in thinking? You can. In this episode, I will explain what black and white thinking is and how to change it to create a more positive, productive homeschool. But first, I would love to have you join me for an interview with Dr. Carl Werner on Facebook Live on Tuesday, October 3rd at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific. I have interviewed Carl for this podcast on how we can be confident in teaching creation. But if you have questions on how to defend your beliefs, join us. Have you ever wondered how to answer a creation critic? Carl can help. We will also be giving away some of his amazing materials and giving you an exclusive 35% off discount for them at New Leaf Press Publishing. You can find us at facebook.com/psychowith6 or catch the replay in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/black and white. The teaching tip of the week is to ask local homeschoolers for advice. I talk with many newer homeschoolers who are not only uncertain about whether they're doing enough, but they don't have local homeschooling friends. If your support group has a forum or Facebook group, be brave and admit that you'd like some confirmation that you're doing okay and to meet some other homeschoolers. A veteran homeschooler may be willing to meet you to talk about what you're doing. Most likely, other newer homeschoolers will follow your lead and will say they too would like support. In our homeschoolscopes.tv Facebook group, we have been sharing how we have met our homeschooling friends. Watch the videos for ideas and become convinced that homeschooling isn't something to do alone. Now for this week's topic, black and white thinking in your homeschool. Are you having a good day? That question we throw around all the time invites black and white thinking. We are challenged to consider whether our day has been good or bad. Thinking in terms of black and white or in dichotomies or extremes is the definition of black and white thinking. Black and white thinking ignores the large gray areas in our lives and homeschools. It is a common habit that our children easily pick up. I want to give you plenty of examples of black and white thinking that can play a role in your homeschool, but first I want to talk about the danger of black and white thinking. Black and white thinking depresses our mood. This is so because in thinking in extremes, we tend to gravitate toward the negative. Our thinking, when it is chronically negative, can lead to changes in brain chemistry. Depression, in turn, is a condition that must be addressed or it can have serious consequences for us and our families. Black and white thinking is definitely something we want to change so we can model healthy thinking for our kids. The first way black and white thinking can affect our homeschools is in how we evaluate things. We evaluate our day. If we decide we are having a good day, we are likely to treat everyone around us well. We are likely to get a lot accomplished. But if we decide we are having a bad day, we may make everyone around us miserable. And in a self-fulfilling prophecy, we behave in such a way that things go wrong. We get nothing done. Black and white thinking leads us to evaluate not just our day, but homeschooling in general. Rather than consider progress that we have made or the positive aspects mixed with the more challenging aspects, we are tempted to give homeschooling a good or bad rating. If we consistently give homeschooling a bad rating, we are very likely to consider quitting. Our children's bad rating of homeschooling can contribute to that. Black and white thinking also comes into play when evaluating curriculum and classes. We often ask our kids whether they like a curriculum or class instead of asking them what aspects of it they enjoy. In this type of questioning, we are leading our children into black and white thinking. We want to emphasize to our kids that every type of education, every class, and every curriculum has its pros and cons. If you have already made the mistake of modeling black and white thinking for your kids, you can stop today. Ask your child what the best parts of homeschooling are. Ask what they enjoy most about a class or curriculum you are using. The change in attitude can be dramatic as a result of letting go of black and white thinking. The next way in which black and white thinking plays a role in our homeschooling is in our assessments of ourselves. I have often heard homeschoolers say, "I'm not good at math. I can't write." These types of statements are rife with black and white thinking. It is not true that even my most math-phobic friend cannot do math. My friend may have struggled with some aspects of algebra, but that does not mean she is incapable of doing mathematics. In the same way, when I have made the mistake of saying I'm not artistic in the past, the truth is that I can draw at a basic level. I will not be winning awards for my art, nor will I be teaching an art class anytime soon. But to compare myself to professional artists or those who are gifted in arts and to pronounce myself incapable is not how we want to model for our kids. Most abilities we know from research can be developed. We are each born with a range of potential. Homeschooling is our opportunity to help our kids reach the upper limits of that potential. For example, you may have a child who seems naturally musically gifted. Perhaps they can play by ear. You may have another child for whom music requires a great deal of concentration and practice. This does not mean that your child who works at music is not musical. This is especially something to watch for when it comes to sibling relationships. Children often believe that if one child is gifted in an area, that area is no longer available to them. Make sure you tell your kids that every one of them can be the smart one, the athletic one, the musical one, the spiritual one. That, in fact, is why you homeschool, to give your kids the opportunity to reach their potential. In order to discourage black and white thinking in your homeschool, first and foremost, refuse to make black and white statements about yourself. If you catch yourself saying, "I can't do public speaking," correct yourself and say, "Public speaking has been challenging for me in the past, but if I work on it, I can improve." When you hear your child making black and white statements about their day, homeschooling, or their own abilities, challenge them. Ask them to consider the gray areas. Use humor. Ask them if it is the case that every single thing has gone wrong in their day. Your child will most likely admit that no, not every single thing has gone wrong that day. Ask your child to consider the positive and negative aspects of all forms of education. Ask your child to consider what he or she has learned in a particular subject area. Make sure to challenge the notion that your child has not learned anything in a subject that is more difficult for them. At the same time that you challenge your children's black and white thinking, invite them to challenge yours. Black and white thinking is very insidious. It will show up when you aren't paying attention. We have to hold one another accountable. You have my permission to challenge my black and white thinking as well. With time and attention, we can combat black and white thinking in our homeschools. As a result, we can feel happier, our children can be more confident, and our homeschools can be more pleasant overall. We can all reach our God-given potential. To find the show notes for this episode, go to homeschoolsanity.com/black and white. Normally, I tell you to have a happy homeschool week. I do indeed want you to have a happy homeschool week, but you'll understand when this time I tell you to look for the happy in your homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.